or have you managed to sort of talk it out?
Well, normally we tend to talk it through. The only thing is it's very frustrating because at the end of the day, you know there is nothing you can do to change it.
Well, Robert, please stay with us because also with us here in the studio is Bruce Lindon of the organisation Families Need Fathers. Good morning to you.
Good
morning. Is this an all too common scenario, do you think?
It is. We've heard a lot over recent years with the government's proposal of the Child Support Bill to sort out the financial side of support for children, of the vast number of parents, non-custodial parents, who do lose contact with their children. And the impression given is that this is caused immediately. It's rather like Robert and Chris's case there. The majority of cases, it does actually happen between 2 and 3 years after divorce or separation. That's the real peak, the sort of statistical bulge. And that is the most prevalent area of abuse.
What can be done? What sort of help can your organisation give to people?
Very, very broad assistance. Really from the word go, it's a complex legal area that you get into when you go into divorce or separation between cohabiting parents. And really, a support organisation that is not looking exclusively at the legal side, as a solicitor that you'll take advice from will give you the legal background, we can actually help people to put that legal advice into a human living perspective and find the chance to settle themselves down into it and work out what their options are instead of having the kind of dynamics of the law taking over.
Yes, it's very easy to sort of sit back and assess something, but if you're actually in that situation with all the emotions and all the frustrations and all the anguish, it's just very, very, very difficult to do that.
Yes, and in fact, if the purely legal dynamic takes over, because we do have an adversarial patent law, it can make a lot of the original insecurity and hostility and conflict, which you'll find even at the outset, with people who manage to resolve things fairly amicably after a while, there's always that edge of conflict and insecurity. And the legal system actually encourages it, not deliberately, it's not a sort of evil pattern that's intended, but just the mere way that the law works doesn't pay attention. If you can get guidance from outside, such as also the human side of it,
that can be a great help. 2 6s are 12. That's why we've got to remember.
Thank you to Robert and Chris as well. Robert, I really hope that something can get sorted out. It does seem pretty dark at the moment, but maybe once they get a bit older, maybe you'll be able to sort of reform and re-establish some kind of contact with them. But thanks very much indeed for sharing your story with us. And if you'd like to contact Families Need Fathers,
yes, if you do it on there, because I'll have to get the sandwiches done.
Families Need Fathers, the number.
Calculate. Well, I had it last
time. 0970.
And tomorrow we'll be continuing our series with the family who did stay in touch.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
It's 8:18, you're watching
TV
and
more
in the next
doctor. The magazine, Ivina.
No, I don't think so.
That was me, Janine Roebuck, taken only 3 months before I lost 24 pounds on the SlimFast plan. It was easy with SlimFast. You have a delicious, nutritious shake for breakfast, one for lunch, and a proper dinner. The weight is gone. I feel younger and healthier than ever before thanks to SlimFast. Imagine what it could do for you.
Give SlimFast a week. See the weight come off.
Show like
And
the numbers tell the story of success for dogs that are pedigree charts.
Have I ever looked at what you've done?
No wonder top breeders recommend it.
2 6s is 12 and 2 6s is 12.
It's not 12.
It's
shared
by
6 and 12.
No. It's 36, isn't it?
Over 60,000 are premature or suffer low birth weight. And despite these figures, there's actually no centre dedicated to helping ease the problem or indeed concentrate on it. Now, today's Tommy's campaign, as it's called, is being launched at St Thomas's Hospital in London. The aim is to raise £5 million to establish a national centre of excellence in fetal health. But adding her voice to the campaign is actress Maureen. Why did you lend your name to the campaign? I mean, it would appear to be a marvellous campaign, but why your interest?
Well, I don't know really. I'm a bit ill.
Will you be in tomorrow?
Probably. She's some young, sprouting, burgeoning mother like Yasmin
the
mom, naked
and big
me. There is lots of them. We got the, yes, what's the second prize? There's lots of them associated with it, lots of celebrities. But I'm just here this morning because I like getting up early. And because I suppose in a way it touches me personally. I had a 17 years ago, my daughter was born small for dates. They kind of baffle you with science, dismature, which means that in actual fact she was only dismature. When they tell you to nod your head, say, oh, I see. Because you know, you've always felt dismature yourself all your life.
Yes, you're supposed to know what dismature means.
But in fact, it means small for dates.
Right.
This centre that's going to be formed will actually, I hope, cope with terms like dismature, with all the neonatal problems that don't get discussed, that don't get, and that women actually don't have the nerve to ask about. You know.
Yes, I mean, if you can cast your mind all those years back when Ava was born, what are we saying? Was it a big surprise that Ava was premature, that you had no knowledge, no scientific knowledge of what was happening to you, no medical knowledge? And
whatever, you know, you go in full of hopes. All these women, the 60,000 women who have premature babies or who have something wrong with their child, you are full of hope, you know, that everything's going to be fine for you. And then you're kind of blinded by science. Now, it's a bit different now from 7 years ago. I had an induction, you know, they don't do that so much then, so I ended up having a cesarean. And, you know, the whole thing just passes in a terrible whirl. Now, they're going to establish this centre for research so that, in fact, they can know in advance, they can do amniocentesis, they can look into the wound, they can take, put fine needles in and take fluid out, they can do so many things. And this campaign, which
Tommy's
is all
campaign.
Based on Tommy, this sleep-wise little individual, baby, who is a healthy baby, and he's someone who's saying, you know, get together with,
are you all right now,
with me and, yeah, and sponsor.
Potty
Fink called the Potty Club, and he says,
you're right,
well,
well, no, it was.
Do it. Don't be mean, don't be fussy. Join my club.
If you've got six people on six things, it's got to be one each.
You've got your band saying you're potty.
That's right. Now, what Tommy wants
you, think,
you at home to do, and unfortunately,
so it's dead easy, it can catch you out as well, which it did you.
Because it's not being done by government.
In an ideal world, this would be a government-funded or government-initiated campaign. So how do you feel about the fact that once again, in the middle of a recession, good old Joe Public is being asked to fork out?
Well, it is good old Joe Public, and they are absolutely magnificent at coughing up for everything. And, you know, people
turn out
and we say our bit, and then you at home do all
it's,
the work.
You say it's all part of the town's table.
How people respond. And I know they will respond to this particular thing because, you know, there's all sorts of fun things to do and mad things to do. You've got to be sponsored to do things like dress up as your dog and take yourself for a walk and shave your head. And I should be doing that for a week with the shaving. This sort of thing. And kids are going to love it because they can do all these mad things. The point you're getting back to, and I realise you're getting back to, it's probably a dodgy point for me to talk about, but yes, of course it should be funded and we shouldn't have to go, you know, crawl backwards to the pub to raise money for a kidney machine. But we do, and babies are vital. This is for our future, this is for our better society.
Let's get mad then, let's get angry and say, well, what will a centre for centre of excellence in fetal health, what would it actually do? Would it collate figures and give new information on likely causes of premature baby?
I'm sure it will do that, and you would really have to talk to the doctors to find out exactly what. The fact of the matter is that there's no place where all this research can be done. They need 5 million.
What's that?
3 million.
I'll have to go because they've got
so many different ailments from pre-cancer. They don't
understand
why women go into premature labour. They still don't know why, and it happens such a lot. And once the labour has started, you know, the ways of controlling it, all this equipment is needed. You know, medically, I'm not the person to talk
about it. Which certainly can't be a bad idea, but one thought has occurred to me. We use those of us who are not giving birth, not involved in the process. We do use words like premature in a very bland way. It's a light word. But in your consideration, do you think it's actually a heavy word? It can mean great distress, great unhappiness, and often tragedy.
Well, first of all, we now know about bonding with your baby, right? My babies, both of them were in incubators with jaundice. One of them I couldn't get to at all. Now, I'm not saying that I'm special in any way. There are 1 out of every 10 mothers who have that problem. The reason that the centre is at St Thomas's is not only is it a great obstetric hospital, gynaecological hospital, but it's also in a very poor catchment area. And they have found that there are more cases of premature birth in deprived areas. So, you know, this is going to be a place of international renown, which is wonderful. Can't explain to you what it's like when you can't touch your baby. You fear that something terrible is missing.
Is it getting up?
And everybody else is cradling there.
How should you move this lot?
It actually lasts with you for more than just a
minute. I wish we were on the
dashboard. Get there.
Because
I
gave her a lift in. Wait, I can't remember
to.
Well, I mean, the point's made.
Look, let me leave.
Just leave him a minute.
I love having a baby.
Let me leave him a
minute.
No, just watch it. She's going to tell you how she's
can't even see.
But you know, and then be
can't
with
see
you. And you don't understand things. You know, things are much better now, and they're getting better all the time. And this particular
I was in deep sleep.
Right, triangle times 9 equals 36.
Because you get all sorts of wonderful offers, and you get posters, and you get stickers. And then there's a Dennis the Menace Week as well. Oh, you get a free book. The Dennis the Menace Week is where you can, not slam doors and not bite your father and stuff like that. Just, and you get all these posters and things. And then this hat, which I'm going to have to put on. They're being
sponsored. Actually, have to, because
we can go to the headline. What are you doing on the news headline? With a posse on my head.
All right, yeah.
World shattering.
Make the news.
Here,
right? You can be the first news item.
I do.
As I say, it's all part of the town's table. All you've got to remember.
So I have got right four.
I would say, okay, but I'll put a bit more in the with that particular image. It's an image that will stay engraven on my memory.
I've actually not done that.
Eastern parts of England really getting the best of any sunshine, but there's still quite a lot of cloud around those southern coastal areas and in the west as well. Enough cloud in the northwestern parts of Scotland certainly to give a little bit of drizzle, and the winds are fairly strong up there as well, and that won't change till this afternoon. Well, it's still going to remain rather dull and fairly drizzly as well. The winds are still fairly strong up to around 7 Celsius, that's 45 Fahrenheit, which is roughly just a wee bit above the seasonal normal. Elsewhere, a good deal of sunshine in central and eastern parts, but if you're in the West Midlands, Wales and the southwest, you're likely to see more in the way of cloud. Even one or two mist and fog patches tending to linger this morning, will clear. Tonight then, while much of Scotland and Northern Ireland covered under this veil of cloud, making for mild conditions, still a little bit of drizzle around. Elsewhere as low as -2, and with that one or two clear spells, allowing a little bit of mist and fog to form in places. Could be a touch of frost too, leading to some icy roads, so
Emma, you know when it's cold out
on the roads, but the wind's hopefully not too strong. The outlook for the next couple of days, well, Wednesday and Thursday are going to stay more or less the same as it has been all week so far. Fairly dry, quite a lot of cloud around, but once we get rid of that overnight frost and fog, it should be reasonably bright, but a little bit of drizzle edging its way into the northwestern parts of Scotland on Friday and Saturday. More cloud into the northwest, a little bit more in terms of rain. Elsewhere dry and cloudy, and really only the south staying dry on Saturday. Elsewhere rather dull and wet. Michael.
News headlines are the Health Service and Defence will come under scrutiny as the major political parties continue their electioneering. Parliamentary lawyers are to advise MPs after Robert Maxwell's sons refused to answer questions before a Commons Select Committee. A new campaign to improve the quality of school meals is launched today. And in sport in New Zealand, Alan Lamb hit an unbeaten 76 as England declared on 159 for 3 in their three-day match at Hamilton. At the close of the second day's play in New Zealand, we're 272 ahead.
Coming up to 28 minutes to 9, and it's time to tell you what's coming up on After 9 this morning. Boots, they tell us, are the in thing to wear this winter. They come in all sizes, from the Chelsea boot to the thigh-high shiny ones. We'll be showing you the whole range in our fashion spot. Also, your beauty queries will be answered in a special beauty problem postbag, so don't miss After 9 with Cathy Taylor.
Right now it's time for the Doc Spot with Hilary Jones. What have you got for us today, Hilary?
I'm going to be talking about egg donation for a moment. Egg donation. Because people who've had no trouble conceiving their own children probably find it very hard to imagine the agony that some couples go through when they can't conceive themselves. But there is, in fact, a very tangible way in which fertile women can help couples who have those fertility problems, and that's with donation of eggs. Many women produce an egg each month, from the time they start their periods right through until they go through the menopause, and many have completed their own family by the time they reach their early 30s. They're still, however, producing their own eggs, which could help other women. And there are many reasons why women having fertility treatment might need donated eggs. For example, they may have been born without ovaries at all or had them removed, or their ovaries may simply have stopped working for some reason. Egg donation also helps those who've repeatedly tried in vitro fertilisation, IVF, the so-called test tube baby treatment, but failed because their eggs are not good enough to be fertilised. And I suppose another category is those women at risk of passing on a genetic problem to their children. Well, the process of donating eggs isn't actually as complicated as you may imagine. Firstly, you've got a health check to go through and a bit of counselling. Then, once accepted onto the programme, the woman will take drugs for half her cycle to stimulate the production of those eggs. That's so that more than just one egg can be collected. Now, the development of the eggs is assessed by an ultrasound scan, which is a completely painless procedure, you'll be pleased to hear. And when the eggs are mature, the woman comes to the hospital to have an anaesthetic, which is a very easy and light one, and then a minor operation to remove the eggs. That, I suppose, takes about half an hour. She's usually well enough to leave the hospital later the same day. Now, some women feel a bit bloated and tender in their lower stomach until the next period's due, which is about a fortnight later. No payment is made for egg donations, although donors may be reimbursed for travelling expenses and things like that. Well, ideally, egg donors should be between the ages of 21 and 35. And if you're interested in finding out more about becoming an egg donor, then your GP should certainly know your nearest egg donation program is.
Don't forget. Actually, just a point just before that, we were talking more in depth.
Yeah.
What did you think of the theory that men take the whole subject far too lightly? It's not a heavy word, is it, premature? It's not a word that sends alarm signals off. Certainly in men's minds, well, maybe it should.
I think it should do. I mean, as you know, my twins were born at 28 weeks. And I think for both parents, it really is quite a worry when children that are expected, and of course you always expect your children to be normal. If there's any kind of complication, then it affects both partners very profoundly. Certainly the maternal role, wanting to bond with that baby immediately, is perhaps the most significant one. But then, you know, dad needs a role as well. He needs to be looking after his partner, the mother, who in turn is looking after the baby. But dad wants to be able to pick that baby up and to cuddle it and to be there for all his family. So I think it does impinge on dad as well. And it's very important that we do get a centre of excellence where lots of research can be pulled and work can be collated so that we can do the best for those little babies that can possibly be done. There's so much already that we're doing, but we can get better.
Generally, what do you think of the old theory that men had the babies, the whole process would be so streamlined?
It was streamlined. I don't think we'd have babies.
Well, in other words, there'd be so many millions poured into research into the subject. That's one theory, isn't it?
Pain research, I think.
Certainly the bigger babies, that's for sure.
I'm just going to do my hair.
Right now, well, I think personally that Channel 4's Brookside is almost compulsive viewing programmes around it right now. We'll be discussing one of the more controversial storylines after this break.
Remember, ladies, for the tastier sweet and sour pork, use Home Pride sweet and sour cooking sauce.
Noodles.
Pick up, huh?
It's delicious with noodles.
Oh, yes, I see.
Alright.
Heartburn, acid indigestion, trapped wind. Now you can relieve three kinds of indigestion with new Andrews Antacid tablets. They fizz pleasantly on the tongue and neutralize stomach acid so effectively, just two tablets can neutralize the acid in five whole lemons. When it comes to the acid test, new Andrews Antacid tablets help relieve three kinds of indigestion.
Succumb C.
You know, straight hair doesn't have to be dark. I'm going to show you how anyone can have great shine, even at home, with Vidal Sassoon Salon Collection. First, extra light shampoo. Now this cleans without stripping. Next, shine conditioner. Comb right to the ends. There. Beautiful shiny hair all through. It's simple when you start with the right combination. Vidal Sassoon Salon Collection. Our salon expertise, your fingertips.
For nearly 20,000 of the country's finest dogs, there's no show like Kraft's. And the numbers tell the story of success for dogs fed on Pedigree Chum. No fewer than 135 best of breed winners are regularly fed on Britain's favourite dog food, including all six finalists. And the Kraft Supreme Champion, a superb whippet called Dutch, is a dog fed on Pedigree Chum. No wonder top breeders recommend it. Book your summer holiday at Pickford's Travel now, and there's up to £275 off for two. Up to £275 off at Pickford's Travel now.
Yes. Hello, welcome back. Now, our next guests have been causing a stir in the Brookside Close over the past few weeks in their roles as the Catholic priest Father Derek O'Farrell and teenage nanny Margaret Clemens. They're on the verge of a passionate affair. Before we meet actors Clive Moore and Nicola Stevenson, let's take a look at their illicit romance.
She's stupid.
She's got to do
nothing.
I'm really so upset.
So do I.
She said I was stupid and making a fool of myself over you.
I already had to stop.
She said you didn't care about me and felt sorry for me.
Your visions, shared by.
I don't think that Derek had a home. No one else to call to.
Clive and Nicola, good morning to both of you, and thanks very, very much indeed for coming
in.
It's a very, very colourful storyline. What has the reaction been so far?
Well, apparently the producer has told us that we've had loads of mail. I haven't had any personal. I've not actually seen it, but we've had loads of mail. And there's been a reaction from non-Catholics as well, which is nice, saying that they're surprised we've took it so far and actually gone into it.
I think what surprised them was that non-Catholics are getting more annoyed than actual Catholics.
Maybe that
Catholics know that it's actually goes on.
Are any are you Catholics at all, or are very strong religious feelings? Do you have
No.
Do you think it would have been hard to do this storyline if you had?
I don't know. I think personally, I don't know. It's sort of hasn't been a bit out of order, but I think it's sort of a bit outdated. I think young Catholics today.
That's a very fair point, and it's a point that it certainly comes out. Clive, did you have to do a lot of research?
Yeah, so I hope you've all. Fetch my handbag out of there, please. Okay, fetch my handbag. And then come and get in the car when I've got it down the drive. Don't come out.
And I can hold it.
Okay.
Not really, no. It'll suit me. It's a little bit moody now, is that?
Melting my side more than it is yours. What?
You got some money for some crisps?
Mm-hmm.
You've only got two sandwiches. Come on, you better get some out there. Come out. How much is it?